The general rule is that the homily has to be as long as the gospel, right? You know, I would like to blame a lot of the wrong in my life in situations beyond my control. I'd like to blame a lot of the wrong and sin that I do on corners into which I was boxed in. But Luke's gospel account, it says that really it's about the choices that I make. You have the disciples. There at the Last Supper, they all pledge loyalty. And then they run away. It's a choice. Didn't seem like much of a choice, but it's a choice. They were in a tough spot. It's a choice. Peter, at the high priest's house, so close to staying, so close to being the one he claimed to be, denies him. It's a choice. He's afraid. It's a choice. Judas turns him over to the soldiers with 30 pieces of silver. It's a choice. Pilate, seeking to avoid condemning him. Pilate knows better. And still, he's condemned. It's a choice. Probably most telling of all is with the crowd. See you and me standing there with them. They choose. Away with this man. Release Barabbas. It's a choice. My friends, it is the choices that we make that bring life and death into this world. Sin and grace to one another and to ourselves. And this day calls us to track the choices that we make. What will our choices bring this day, this week, this lifetime? Life, death, sin, grace.